Price says, if something becomes Tomei Erev Yomtiv, we don't allow it to be toibled ben Ashmoshes leading into Yomtiv, since it may be truly be Yomtiv. Hashim Shazui says, even on a regular weekday, we don't allow something to be toibled ben Ashmoshes, because Tomei items typically need the Shkia, need a sunset, they need the Har of Shemesh after the Tefillah to become totally tar. And the one toibled ben Ashmoshes may mistakenly think that the evening of the Tefillah is enough to make it fully tar. In fact, the Tanakhama should not allow it on a weekday for the same reason. Rava said he heard some Rabbanan explain that the Tanakhama of Shimon argue regarding whether we say that a person's intention is evident from his actions. For example, where one is seen running at Bein HaShemoshes to be toivel an item, the Tanakhama holds it's evident that the person realizes the item needs Harav Shemesh after the Tefillah, and he's running to try to do the Tefillah before Harav Shemesh. He'll realize that it's too late for that day, and therefore he'll wait till tomorrow for the Harav Shemesh. However, since we can tell that he knows the Halacha, we allow him to be toivel Bein HaShemoshes. So Shimon says that we assume he's running because he has a lot to do, and we don't assume that he knows the Halacha. Rava said he disagrees with the approach of these Rabbanan. He says it may be that all agree that we can assume a person's intent from his actions. Machloikas may be in a case where we see a person is not well versed in the halachas of tumah. For example, he's not familiar with the minimum size of a sheretz that it gives off tumah. So it's such a person who we see running to toivel something with bein hashmoshes. Or Shimon says since he doesn't know some halachas, we must assume that he doesn't know the halacha of needing harav shemesh either. The Tanakhama says since he's running, we can assume that he does know the halacha of harav shemesh after the tefillah, and therefore we can allow him to do it. Mishnah said, "Matbila migav legav." Bryce explained this to mean if one wants to use the kelim of his wine press for his olive press, or vice versa, he may do so without being toivel as kelim. The Mishnah means to say that if someone wants to be extra machmer and toivel him before this change, and he wants to do it on Yom Tov, he's allowed to. Bryce then explains if someone switches when the Mishnah says someone switches groups, means it's talking about switching groups for purposes of eating the carbon pesach. He doesn't have to be toivel his kelim or himself before doing so, but if he wants to be machmer and do so, he may do so even on Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah Beishami say one may bring a shlomim on Yom Tov but cannot perform smicha on it, and one may not bring an oila. Still say you're allowed to bring shlomims and oilos, and you're allowed to perform smicha on them as well. Zok the Mar Ula said the machalek is regarding whether the smicha on shalmei chagiga may be done, but both agree it should be brought on Yom Tov, and the machalek is also regarding bringing of the oilos re'ia. Beishami say it should not be brought based on the pasuk of chagbeisam oisle chag lashem, and Beisil say it may be brought based on the word lashem. Even a carbon like an oila that is only for Hashem could be brought. However, all agree that the voluntary kabbonis, even a shlomim, may not be brought on Yom Tov. So, affecting Mar of Shimon, says in a braisa, all agree that an oila not associated with the Yom Tov may not be brought on Yom Tov, and a shlomim of the Yom Tov may be brought. Machlaik is regarding an oila associated with the Yom Tov and a shlomim not associated with the Yom Tov. In those cases, Beisham may say may not be brought, Beisil say that it may. This braisa is problematic according to the explanation of Ula. And for tomorrow, we can modify the words of the braisa to say that they only argue regarding the oila of the Yom Tov. Once modified, the braisa says, like Ula says. Another teretz Rabbi Yosef said, there's another braisa that says Machlaik is just like Ula says, and so therefore he has a tana to rely upon. Zaklumar, we can say that a machloikas among Tanoim and another brisa is actually the same machloikas. And the Gemara will try and show this through an explanation of the brisa. Brisa says, one may not bring a toida on Pesach because the parts of it are chametz. He also may not bring it on Shuas because it's Yom Tov. He also may not bring it on Sukkos and Chol HaMoed. I'm sorry, but he may bring it on Sukkos on Chol HaMoed. Rav Shimon says, the pasuk says, Chag HaMatzah is Chag HaShuas Chag HaSukkos, which teaches that if something may not be brought on Pesach, it cannot be brought on the other Yom Tov either. Rav Lozer, the son of Rav Shimon, says, a person may bring a toida on Sukkos and use that to fulfill his obligation of Simcha, but not fulfill his Chagiga obligation. That's the bright fact. It's obvious that a toida is chametz and therefore can't be brought on Pesach. So what are we teaching? Rabbi Yitzchak explained the chiddush is that it may not even be brought on Erev Pesach, since that would mean that the allowable time for eating it will be shortened, which is what the Tanakhama holds also to do. Therefore, it can't even be brought on Erev Pesach. So the Tanakhama holds that a toida may not be brought on Shuas, because he holds that one may not bring voluntary kabbonis on Yom Tov. The Tanakhama allows a toida to be brought on Sukkos based on what we just said. This must be referring to Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Gemara of Shimon seems to prohibit bringing a toida even on Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. We have learned that we may even cut wood from the ground on Chol HaMoed. It's happened to be also to bring a toida. The Abaye said, really, all agree that toida may be brought on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The machlokes between the Tanoim is at what point one would violate Baal Te'acha, the issue of delaying or bringing a carbon that you have to bring. Tanakhama says one is over as soon as all three Yom Tovim have passed, and therefore one should bring it as soon as possible, including on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Rav Shimon says one is only over after the Yom Tovim have passed in order, meaning it has to be first Pesach, then Shuas, then Sukkos, after his Chiyuv came about. And therefore, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, the son of Shimon, says a toida may even be brought on Sukkot. If he means to allow some chal moed, that would be the same thing as a Tanakama. He must mean that you even allow to bring on Yom Tov itself. This would be because he allows one to bring voluntary and personal kabbonis on Yom Tov. We see the Tanakama Rabbi Lazar argue regarding this point that we just said as machlokes. Zok Digmar, although he holds that a toida may be brought on Shavuos as well, the reason why he mentions Sukkot is because he holds that one is oiver for Baal Tiachar after the Sukkot has passed. Fact Digmar, the Bryce says that the toida can be used for his simcha obligation, but not for his chagig obligation. That's obvious, since we know that one must use an unconsecrated animal for a chulandika animal for an obligatory carbon. Mara says the chiddush is that even if he has specifically stipulated when he separated the toida that it should be used for his chagiga as well, still it may not be used for the chagiga.